Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. We are holding at 11 lines from the top of the Amid at the two dots. Va'edim chosmen al haget v'pnei tikkun olam. So we're moving ahead on that list of takonis which were set in place by Rabban Gamliel HaZaken. Why mipnei tikkun olam? For the betterment of the community. One of those takanos were that the Edom will actually sign their names on a get. Asks the Gemara, well, that's required, that's critical, that's not just an extra credit. Mipnei tikkun olam. The reason is for the tikkun olam, that's required min ha-Torah. D'chsibu, we have a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah, where Yirmiyah Hanavi foretells the future. Klal Yisrael will return to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, they'll purchase land and draft documents as verification for those purchases. V'kosoiv ba'sefer v'chasoim. A legal document requires signatures on the actual document. So why are we saying chasimos edim only mipnei tikkun olam? Amar Rabba, leitzrich, apparently we are speaking according to Shitas Rabbi Elazar. La Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Edim is Sirokarti. He holds that the Edim who activate the Shtar are those Edim who are present when you actually deliver the Shtar or the Get. That triggers, that activates the Shtar. You don't really need Edim on the actual document. So, Min HaTorah, Edim is Sira Asher Fishant. The Chachamim came along and said, no. We want to have Eide Chasima as well. Takinu Rabbanon Eide Chasima. Chachamim enacted the concept of Eide Chasima. So although, you know, we do find a reference to it in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, but it wasn't an established halacha. It wasn't required. It was a good idea. It was recommended. But when did it become actual practice? When was it established as a set takana? In the time of Rabban Gamliel HaZaken. Why did they do that? Tekin Rabbanon Eide Chasima. Why mipnei tikkun olam? What's the concern that we're addressing? What problem does it solve? The Zimnin, the Maisi Sahadi. Although he may have Eide Misira, but down the road they might pass away and become inaccessible. Inami Zimnin de Azli Mdinasayam, or they travel out to the Mdinasayam, once again inaccessible. So, you know, the husband will come along and say, well, this whole thing is a forgery. How do you verify? How do you determine? That's why it's good to have Eidei Chasima. And when you find signatures on the actual get, that, you know, provides us with a solid basis as to the legitimacy of the actual shtar, and we assume it was probably done right and delivered in front of Eidei Mesira. So once again, according to Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Mesira are sufficient. The Chachamim will mesaken to have Eidei Chasima affixed to every single shtar. V'pnei tikkun olam. Rav Yosef Amar, I have another pshat in the Mishnah. Afilu teimer the Rav Meir. Even according to Rav Meir, we can explain what the Mishnah means, that the Eidei Chasima are there only because of Tikkun Olam. Afilu Temel Rav Meir, who requires Eidei Chasima min HaTorah, but there was something added later on. We play Tikkun Olam. It should be more clear, spelled out in a way that helps us. Hitkinu sheyu Eidei Mefarshin Shmoy Sein Begitin. The Chachamim came along and added another aspect to the Chasimis. Don't just write, your name in short form. Write it out, spell it out. V'pnei tikkun olam, so that people can see clearly who it is. They can discern the identity of the aid. And if need be, they can approach him and query him as to whether he signed the get, signed the shtar. Kedesani, as we have in a brace. Barishon, in the good old days. A person would just sit down and write, myself, Ani, I'm an aide. That's it, without writing his name. Some even take out the word Pliny. So he just says, I'm signing as a witness. Who are you? What are you? What's your name? Mystery. So how do you ever get to verify? How do you sort of cross-reference this person's signature and verify its authenticity? If you can't approach me, you don't know who I am. So there was only one way to do it. Imksav yada yoytim mokim acher. The only way to verify, to authenticate the chasimas, was by matching it up with similar handwriting found in a different document which had already been verified and certified by Bezdin. Imksav yada, if the same handwriting was yoytim mokim acher, turned up on a different document which had been certified by Bezdin, which had been verified as authentic, then you can sort of match them up and you say, well, this one's also authentic, kosher im lav. But if you have no such recourse, then it's possible, because you can't really approach the aid if you don't know who he is. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Takana Gedolei Iskinu, so later on they were Mesakein, Sheyu Mefarshin Shemesein Begitin, right? So they actually stipulate and spell out their names. Ruvein Ben Shimon Eid. Why? Pnei Tikkun HaOlam. This way it's spelled out, clearly discernible, clearly identifiable. There's any question as to whether they signed it. You just approached him and verified. So we have two pshatim in the Mishnah, which says that the Eidei Chasima are there mipnei tikkun ha'olam, either it's Reb Elezer, Eidei Mesira Karti. Why do we have Eidei Chasima? As a bonus. Or it's Reb Meir. And we just mean to say that the tikkun ha'olam required more specifics and more details in terms of their identity. Asks the Gemara, so you mean that nowadays you can't just use some sort of picture or symbol? You can't just sign your name using a siman? You have to spell out your name? We have many examples throughout the Gemara that the Amoraim would just use some sort of symbol or, Rav, he would sign his name by Tzayir Kaver, by just drawing a little fish as a remez that Ayin Hara, just as it can't strike out at the fish, it can't affect him either. That was his way of signing his name. Rav Chanina, he would sign Tzayir Charusa, a branch of a palm tree, to as a remez that Tzadik Katamar Yifrach, the palm tree is a remez to a tzadik. Rav Chizda Samach, he would just write a Samach. You can rely on me, like Lashon of Samech. You can rely on this chasim, it's reliable. Rav Haishya, he would write an ayin, the letter ayin. Apparently, it was like a letter out of his name, but some explain Yaivitz. Yaakov Emden, he says, the point was to send a message that my eye had gone over the whole shtar, it's reliable, it's good. Rabbi Barav Huna Tzeir Makusa, he would put on the form of a mast of a ship. And the Yaivitz again explains that it was an indication of leadership, captain of a ship. In any case, names were not even written at all. Forget about spelling them out. It was just a picture, a symbol. So why was that acceptable? Answers the Gemara, Shani Rabbanon. Chachamim are different. The Bekiyin Simanayu, because their Simanim are well known and people are familiar with that, and therefore they can easily identify who did it. Says the Gemara, but how did they get to that point? Meikara b'may afkiinu. You say it was well known, but how does it get to be known? If they can, they're not supposed to be writing these things. They're supposed to be writing their names out. So how does it ever get to first? How do you ever get to the point that people realize, okay, this is Rav Chizda, this ayin is Rav Aishya? If they're not really meant to do those things on your stories. Bediski. First they would make these simanim on their personal letters, tshuva letters that they sent in response to questions, not official formal documents. Slowly but surely people got familiar with their symbols and with their signatures, and it became established as, the Samach is Rav Chizda and the Ayin is Rav Aishya, which enabled them to use these symbols further in the shtaris themselves. There's no issue of identifying them. Okay, what else was done with Pei Tikkun Olam. So Hillel HaZaken contributed to the Tikkun Olam. Hillel Tiskin Prusbel, he established the Prusbel system, which will be explained soon in great detail. Again, with Pei Tikkun Olam, Tanan Hasam. So we go over to Mishnah Maseches Shviyos, which tells us that Prusbel Einem Meshamit. If one writes up a Prusbel document before Shemitah is over, so any loan that he still has outstanding, any loan that he still has to collect, which typically is affected by Shemitah, which comes and cancels the loan, if he has a Prusbel set up, it protects him and his loan is not canceled. This was one of the things that Hillel HaZaken set forth. Why? Why did he do this? It's almost like, you know, countervening the Torah. The Gemara soon explained, you know, halachically how this works, but it must have been a good reason. You know, the Torah warns against withholding money, withholding loans, come Shemitah, for fear of having that loan canceled by Shemitah. And he saw people were, you know, not on the highest level anymore. And people were concerned about their money and would stop lending, you know, come close to Shemitah. They no longer loaned each other money. In defiance of the Torah, in violation of the Torah, Torah warns against that practice. Don't protect yourself and your money. Your friend needs a loan, go ahead. Disregard the fact that there's a chance he might lose the money. And people were not conforming. So rather than have them violate the law and the Torah, what did he do? Amad v'hiskin prusbel. He enacted the prusbel process, which on the one hand allows you to lend money, but you're protected from Shemitah, but you're not really violating Shemitah, because it sort of bypasses the system. It sort of repackages your debt in a way that it's not really subject to the halachos of Shemitah. The Torah says, lo yigos. You shouldn't go and claim and run after your baal chayv, right? Run after your loiva, your borrower. But if it's not you doing it, you gave it over to the bezdin, to the authorities, to the, right? So it's no longer a personal private loan, and therefore there's no issue in collecting it after Shemitah. So this is the actual text of the Prusbel. What does it say in the Prusbel? You know, so you approach the Bezdin, the Dayanim, and you say, and you write, Meisrani lochem ployni, Dayanim shemokem ployni. Look, I'm transferring my debt to you. So I'm the creditor, the bank, I'm the malveh. Meisrani lochem ployni ployni, Dayanim shemokem ployni. I'm hereby transferring the chayiv, the claim, to you and you, who are the dayanim in this town, shekol chayiv sheyeshli etzel plani, so that any debt that I have against somebody, shegvenu kolman she'erza, this allows me to collect whenever. V'dayanim chayis min lamata or edim, and who signs on the bottom, either the dayanim or the edim. So this is the concept of prusbel, which discouraged this practice of violating the love in the Torah of withholding money, so people knew they had this option, in which case they were more open to lending money, even around the Shemitah neighborhood. Asks the Gemara, you know, but how does this work? The Torah says that a loan is canceled by the Shemitah. How can you sort of preempt that? Umika midi. How can there be a halacha? How can there be a situation d'midoraisa misham tashvius that minat Torah? This loophole, so to speak, doesn't really work minat Torah. So minat Torah Shemitah should affect the loan. V'hiskel Hillel de lemishamta, and Hiskel will come and Hillel will come and be masakin that the chayiv, the loan, is unaffected by Shemitah. Amar Abai, the answer is like this. B'shviz b'zman hazeh. We're speaking nowadays, where the halacha of either Yovel, Rashi says, is no longer applicable because, the Klal Yisrael weren't fully on Eretz Yisrael, or certainly after the Churban HaBayis, there isn't even a Shemitah. In any case, when Yovel or Shemitah are not active any longer, it affects the halacha of Shemitah's Ksafim as well. This halacha that Shemitah comes and, you know, cancels a loan is sort of linked with the halacha of the land, you know, the land halacha is of Shemitah. The halacha is of Shemitah's karka, of leaving the land fallow. The two things are linked together. And since nowadays the Shemitah's karka is not active min ha-Torah, likewise, Shemitah's ksofim. So the whole thing is only mid-Rabbanon. So although we sort of keep the halachis, we maintain the Shemitah even b'zman hazeh, but it's only the Rabbanon, and therefore we can very well understand that the Rabbanon have the power to sort of circumvent their own din using this prusbol system. Okay, let's just go step by step. So Abaye says b'shvius b'zman hazeh. It's nowadays. For Rebbe, we're following Shitas Rebbe, who says that it's all mid Rabbanon. The Sanya Rebbe Omer v'zed var haShemitah shamayt. So the pasuk makes sort of a double reference to Shemitah. B'shnei Shemitah is a kasuk medaber. It's a double reference to both aspects of Shemitah. Achas Shemitah's karka, the land Shemitah, v'achas Shemitah's ksafim, the financial aspect of Shemitah. And they're linked together. They're dependent on each other. B'zman shatam meshamet karka. Only when Shemitah's karka is in effect, when Kedushas Haaretz was intact, and they had to leave the land fallow, ato meshamet ksafim. Likewise, you apply Shemitah's ksafim to the loans and debts. But nowadays, when Rashi says Batla Kedushas Haaretz, Shemitah's karka is no longer active. Iata meshamet ksafim. The same happens to Shemitah's ksafim. That's minatoy. However, v'tkin rabbanon, this is shamit. So although the rabbanon were masakin, that even b'zman hazeh nowadays, Shemitah's ksafim, the monetary aspect of Shemitah still is applied. Zeichel l'shvius. Right, Rashi says Shleiter Shtakach Torah Shvius. We want to keep some aspect of Shemitah in place, but since it's only with the Rabbanon, that allows for leeway. Ra Hillel Shenimnu Amla Halvezeze. But then when Hillel saw that it's bringing, you know, more loss than gain, the downside is greater than the benefit, because by maintaining Shemitah's Ksafim, people are now hesitant to loan, to lend, and they're over on the Isser. Amad v'hiskel Prusbol. So to counter that, he applied the Prusbol system. So sort of like, you know, tit for tat. They made the Shemitah b'zman hazeh, and they countered it with the Prusbol in order to protect the actual Isser minater. Asks the Gemara. How can there be a situation? So we say that Minatoyra according to Shitas Rebbe, Shemitah does not cancel your loans, right? With Kinu Rabbanan the Shamit, and Bezdin will come, Rabbanan will come and say, you have to cancel, you have to give up your loan. So it turns out that the borrower is really stealing Minatoyra. Minatoyra should be returning the loan. Rabbanan say, no, hold it up. No need to repay. How can they do that? Rabbi, yeah, they can do that. Shave v'al tasehu. It's not like the Rabbanan are telling you, do an active iser. They're telling you, sit back and relax. It's a passive violation, so to speak, of the din hatir. They're telling you, look, typically a loiva has a mitzvah to repay. You don't repay. They can do that. Rashi brings other examples like blowing the shofar. We don't do it on Shabbos. Shaking lulav. We don't do it on Shabbos. Although you're sort of giving up a mitzvah opportunity, Chacham have the ability to do that. As long as it's not an active violation, it's not an iser with an active component. It's a passive iser, and therefore it's allowed. So that's one approach. Again, the point of Hillel was to protect from being over on the iser of withholding monies come Shemitah. Question is, it's very important, but under what authority? How did the Rabbanan, you know, facilitate a situation where we are not fulfilling the mitzvah shmita properly? The answer is, we're going shitas rabbi, bizman zetz rabbonon, and therefore they can just sort of work around it when they see fit. Then the question was, how at all can the Chacham tell us that bizman hazeh we should keep shmita and forego loans? And the answer is, they can do that. They can sort of negate a mitzvah of repaying your loan because it's only sit back, sheval tas type of negation. So that's one approach. Rava Amar, Rava has a different approach to the whole sugya. He's going to answer two questions with one answer. You don't have to go with it's Rebbe and Bezman Hazeh Shmita is only the Rabbanon. We can go with Shitas Chachamim. That the concept of foregoing a loan, Shmitas Ksafim Bezman Hazeh is Doiraisa, it's not linked to the Karka, right? So, Minatari, you have to forego your loan. Yes, and Hillel HaZaken, you know, took note of the pitfalls, of the fact that they're withholding loans, and decided to make the prosbul. But it's going against the Torah. So the answer to that is, Rav Amar Hefker Bezdin Hefker, yeah? Chachamim have the authority, when it comes to monetary issues, to, if it's for the sake of, you know, the betterment of the community, they can make something Hefker. And they can tell you have to you know, like in this case, the prosbul allows you to collect your loan, even though Minat Torah you can't. So the Chacham sort of reappropriated that money. So that's one question he was coming to answer. Hefker Bezdin Hefker allows the prosbul to work. Then regarding the other question, that according to Shitas Rebbe, Bezman Hazeh, there really shouldn't be any Shmitas Ksafim, because the monetary Shmita is connected to the land Shmita. And the question on that was, well, so then how could the Chacham say you should forego your loans? How could the Leiva, the borrower, just get away without repaying his loan? If Minat Torah, he's supposed to be repaying it. So that's another question we dealt with, and the question to that will be, the answer to that will be the same thing. Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, Chacham has the power to rearrange things when it comes to monetary issues, and because of the concern of Zeicher L'Shvius, lest we forget about Shemitah, they activated Shemitah's Ksafim Bezman Hazeh. And so with the power of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. The Amar B'Yitzchak, says the Gemara, Menayin Shefker Bezdin Hefker, where do we find this concept in the Pesukim? Shenemar V'chala Shalom Yovel L'Shreif Sayyamim. This was the time of Ezra, when they wanted everybody to gather together and do Teshuvah. Whoever fails to show up, katzas asorim v'askenim, yechram kol ruchushoy. There goes his assets. V'yibodol mekal ha'goylo. He'll be excommunicated from the community. So we see the Chacham have the koyach to reappropriate possessions and properties. Rav Lezer ayim ha'macha. He has another mocker for this concept. Eila ha'nachlis. Asher nichlu ve'lozer ha'koyin v'yishua ben-nun v'oshia ovis. So they divvied up Eretz Yisrael, and the Pasuk describes that as being run by Elazar HaKohen, Yeshua ben Nun, vir Rashi ha'avais. Now, you would assume Rashi means the leader of the tribes. Vir Rashi ha'avais? Why do we say Rashi ha'avais? Instead of Rashi ha'matais, Rashi ha'shvatim. V'chima inyan Rashi mitzal avais. Why are we mentioning the leaders together with the fathers, the heads of the families? To teach us, just like fathers have the ability to divvy up their assets before they pass away, you get this, you get that. Af roshim manchilin ha'am kol mashiyirtzu. Same power is given to the leaders of the nation to divvy, to reappropriate. Hefker bezen hefker, when they see fit, when they see that it's for the benefit of the klal Yisrael. Iboilu, here comes a new question. Ki hiskin hilal prusbul. We know that Hillel HaZaken was masakin the prosbul concept. Was it just like a one-time thing to address that concern that he noticed during his lifetime, where people were, you know, hesitating to loan money? L'dorei hu d'saken? Was it a takana just for his generation? So perhaps later on, in a different generation, if things improve, and Rashi says, "Achshir dara," people become more frum and more meticulous and more conscientious of the halachis. Maybe they don't need a prosbul because they'll be loaning anyways. That's one way to look at it. Oydum uladari alman amitakin, or shall we say, no, he was masakin for all time. What's the point of asking this? Livatule. Can we, if we see there's no need, let's say in a later dir, if we see that everybody is conforming, they're lending money, they don't need the prosbul loophole, should we sit down and nullify the takana of the prosbul and deactivate the whole concept? Yamas ladari does suck in if we assume that Hillel was specific for her generation, so come a different time and it's not needed, we can certainly cancel it. Eli Amos Ladari Alman Amit Token, however, if he meant it for all time, then you can't do that. We know that a later Bezdin cannot go ahead and undo something that a previous Bezdin did unless he stands higher in status. Elam Kain Godel him and a Bechachma Beminion, unless the leader of that new Bezdin is a greater scholar than the previous Ubeminyan. Some learn that means a more Talmidim in the second Bezdin. Bottom line is, they have to stand higher. Only a Bezdin of greater stature can undo the previous Bezdin's policies. So which way is it? Was it just a one-time takana, or was it meant? Initially it was meant for all time. My Tashma Damar Shmuel, Shmuel tells us, like a Svinan Prusbol, the only Bezdin that can write a prosbul, the only Bezdin that has the authority to do so is Ela'i, either Bebeidina de Surah, I Bebeidina Nardo. Only, these special supreme courts in Surah and Nardo, Chashav Batidinim, they can write prosbuls. End of Halach, says the Gemara of Isak at Aitach. Ludori Amut, now we're talking now. If you're telling me that Hillel was masakin his takana for all generations, so why are we only limiting it to this bezin and that bezin? Bishar beidina namalichtavu, it can be written by any bezin in any generation. The answer is no. Dilma, perhaps, even though Hillel was masakin for all generations, but he requires a bezin chashev to do that. Ki tikin Hillel ladari almo, even though Hillel was masakin for everybody and for all generations, ki goin beidina didei, perhaps you need a special bezin. A chashev bezin, especially if we learn that it's based on hefker bezin hefker, you need proper authority. Uker Rav Ami, Rav Asi, or like the batidinim by Rav Ami and Rav Asi, dalimi lafkum emaynim, have the authority to expropriate property and money. Aval akuli amulei, but not just any random bezin. So perhaps it was meant for all time, but you need the proper authority to apply it. Tashmai, comes another right to our question. Was it just local or long distance? Damar Shmuel, Shmuel tells us, ha prusbola. This whole concept of making a prusbola, ulbana, it's an embarrassment, it's like a chutzpah, Rashi says. Ulbana de dayanihu. It's inappropriate for the dayanim. He didn't like it. Rashi says, shenoit lemamen shalik din b'chaska, they force money out of this person to that person. I a yasher. If I would have strength, chayil in me, I yasher chayil. Rashi says, im achse koyach. Avatlini, I would just, be mavatal the whole idea of prosbul. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? Avatlini, how could Shmuel come and be mavatal it? V'ha'in bezn yochel avatal, divrei bezn chaveroi. We just said that a later bezn can never undo what a previous bezn establishes. Elim king, godol imenu b'chachma, unless he's greater than him. So why did Shmuel say that he would just come along and kill the whole thing? Hachigam, he just meant like this. So 1 second. So that would be a raya, perhaps, that Hillel Hazokin was only local, not for all generations. No, says the Gemara, Hachigam, Shmuel meant like this. Of course, Hillel perhaps meant it for all time, but imayashur chayel, yoysim Hillel, I wish if I would, have a bezin greater than Hillel, avatlina, I would go ahead and cancel it. That's Shmuel's opinion. For Rav Nachman, I'm just the opposite. I a kaimena. No, if anything, I would go and confirm and certify the whole process. He likes the process of prosbul. Says the Gemara, I kaimena, I would certify it. I would establish it. Hamakayim v'koy, it's already there. You don't have to certify it. Hachigam, he meant like this. Eima beimus. I'll sit down a bezin. I would establish a bezin to be masakin to take prosbul a step further than it is today. The afagav le kosov, kosov dami. is that even if a person never sat down to write a principle, it's sort of such an accepted part of society, it's such an accepted minute, it's sort of, it's formalized into the system. Rashi says, Afagav de Lekosav, Nehavi, will treat it Kemeshka as though he read it. It's sort of understood that every loan follows the Prusbel system. So that was Rav Nachman's approach. He's so for it that if he would have the power, he would just make it so part and parcel in the system that you don't even have to write a Prusbel. It's understood. Okay, so we had a Shiloh regarding the extent of Prusbel Takana. Was it just a one-generation Takana, or is it for all time? We didn't really conclude on that. Iboilu, here comes a new question. Hi, Ulbana. You know, Shmuel says that the Prusbel is an Ulbana. What does that mean? Something negative or something positive? Lishna the Chutzpah is an expression of brazenness. Not something that Shmuel really liked. Or Lishna the Nechusu, maybe just the opposite. It's actually a positive thing. Rashi explains, why is it positive? We sort of protected the Dayanim from the last minute pre-Shemitah frenzy to go quickly grab, you know, your assets and get your loan out before Shemitah, which makes it very hectic for the Dayanim. So actually it's something, you know, positive that we have the Prusbel system in place so that people are not frenzied to collect their loans before Shemitah. Tashma, here comes a riot that it's the first way. Ubuna is something negative. Damar ula, aluva. Ubuna and aluva are the same, similar words. Aluva kalo shezinsa bekeru chupasa. How brazen, how inappropriate was it when the kala, which here is a reference to Kali Yisrael, sort of strayed inappropriately during the chuppah experience. So Rashi explains that Kali Yisrael was still by Har Sinai, right after Matan Torah, and they went off and did the eagle. Amar Rav Mori, brother of Shmuel, Maikra. Where do we find a reference to this idea that Kali Yisrael is equated to the kala who strayed at the most inappropriate time, Maikra, Acha Melech B'Mesibah, while the king is still experiencing the Mesibah, the party, the chuppah, Nirdi Nasan Rechai, the Nirdi, Klal Yisrael's, my fragrance, Nasan Rechai, lost its fragrance, its smell, because of their inappropriate activities. Amar Rava, Adayin Chavivusahu Gabon, even though the Pasuk admonishes Klal Yisrael and puts them in a sort of a negative light, but you know what, we still have dearness by Hashem. You see it in the wording, Dechsiv Nasan. When the Pasuk describes them losing their fragrance, he uses sort of a benign expression, Nasan Reichai. Dechsiv Hisriach. Let's say it was a stain, it was inappropriate, it was a spoiled smell, which would be a very negative depiction. He uses sort of a parv, Lashan, Nasan Reichai, because Hashem still loves us. Tanarabban, on the concept of Aluva. We have a brisa like this. Hanel lovim, ve'einon oilvim. If one allows himself to be offended and does not respond in kind, believing in Hashem, and everything is just a kapara of her yisurim, shoymin charpasam, a person who's able to experience his charpa, insults being hurled at him, ve'ein meshivin, without responding, oisim me'ava. Those who serve Hashem out of love, usmeichan biyisurin, and are pleased when difficulties befall them, knowing it's all from Hashem, it's all to purify us and bring us close to Hashem. Eventually, there is zeichat the greatest madregas aleinu kos of Omer, and then the pasuk says, "Oyavav." Those who love Hashem on the highest degree, could say Hashem shvigurasai. In the future, they will shine like that sun, which will shine forth. Okay, let's just recap today's Gemara. We discussed two takanis. Firstly, takana to have the Edom sign the shtar. It's either Rabbi Lezer, that really Edom Asira is sufficient. Tikkun Olam required signatures on the shtar to help us out, to help us identify and authenticate the shtar. The same pshat would be like Rabbi Meir. Really, Edom Chasima required, but we needed to spell out the names. That was the Tikkun Olam, so that makes it more easily identifiable. When Hillel HaZaken saw that Klal Yisrael are having a difficult time loaning their monies in advance of Shemitah, he was Masakeh in Prusbel, We have two approaches. Either we're going like Shitas Rebbe, Shemitah Bezman says only the Rabbanon, which allows the Chachamim to make that prusable, to avoid any the issur of withholding loans. So it's sort of the prusable counter the Takanas Chachamim of Shemitah Bezman Hazeh. If you're Shemitah Bezman Hazeh Deirais, has the prusable work because of Hefker Bezen Hefker. We have two sources of Hefker Bezen Hefker. We discussed the extent of Hizla Zokan's prusable and the greatness of one who allows himself to be offended in silence, believing it's all from Hashem. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.